Today's sports section reads more like a crime blotter. You can read about a football star accused of sponsoring a dogfighting operation. Turn the page for the latest on a former NBA referee who allegedly bet on games. And there's the article about a home run king, or rather the federal grand jury that's investigating him. You'll find no relief in that story on the next page, the one about the Tour de France. Cycling's biggest event ends today, but it's likely to be remembered less for who won than for who doped. Anita Elash is near the finish line on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Rebecca.
So what's going on right now?
Well, we're just in the middle of the finish of the race. The peloton has just come onto the Champs-Élysées for the fifth time. They have to go around 10 times, I believe it is. So we should know who the winner is in about 20 minutes.
And are there any surprises about who's going to win?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know who's winning right now. It's one of the strange things about watching this race is that you can't actually tell what's going on, because the winner of today's stage is not necessarily the winner of the entire tour. It is possible that there could be a surprise. Alberto Contador started the race today with 23 seconds. He was 23 seconds ahead of the second place finisher, an Australian, Cadel Evans. And so there's quite a good chance that that Contador could lose the yellow jersey.
And what's the mood there on the Champs-Élysées?
It's quite remarkable, actually, and quite surprising. You know, earlier in the week, people were coming to watch the race dressed up as syringes. And yesterday I heard all kinds of jokes about, you know, whether I was going to go to the race bringing syringes and how long it would take to finish now that they weren't on drugs anymore. But people here have sort of seem to have forgotten about that. And they're really excited about the race. And I think one of the reasons they're excited about it is because we don't actually know who the winner is going to be. That's the first time for a long time that we haven't known. And so there's a sense that, in fact, in spite of the doping, this is a real race.
So describe the mood for us there. What are you seeing?
I see people with flags from various countries. I see people wearing different T-shirts representing different teams. People are about five or six deep along the Champs-Élysées, and everybody's just having a good time.
It sounds exciting. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Reporter Anita Elash speaking with us from the Champs-Élysées in Paris. The Tour de France wraps up there in the next few minutes.